Okay. All right. Have you, are you familiar at all with horse terms?
Some.
You ever been around horses much?
Not really.
Did you ever? You never got a chance to go ride or anything?
I've ridden horses occasionally.
Yeah. Well, I know I haven't much, but
a couple times.
I'm pretty much of a city boy myself. But you've been around horses that that you got to use a buggy, you know. Mm-hmm. You've been riding in a buggy or anything like that? Okay.
Trotters.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let's say that you have a horse pulling a trot, you know.
Right.
Okay. Before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him in between what? Those two things.
I don't know what you would call this.
Okay. Okay, now you have a wagon wheel. And we're about to run out of tape. I'm keeping on. If you have a wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, with the spokes, wooden one.
Yeah.
What do you call the middle thing on the outside? The very outside thing that touches the ground.
No, no.
Well, okay, what would you call it on a, All right, just talking about the wagon wheel. What do you call the center part that attaches to the...
Because it's a hub.
Okay. And what is the hub attached to?
Spikes.
Okay. And what is it on the you know the
spokes? I'm sorry.
Okay. But what is it? What is now? It slides onto the what? So it'll turn.
Oh, axle.
Okay. If a horse is hitched to a wagon, you know, there's a, like you were talking about the tongue or the, what you call the yoke, like here's the wagon, you know, here's a wheel, you're looking down on it, and you have a horse over here, and you have a horse over here. They have a wooden bar up here. Do you know, do you ever have a name for that?
No, that's what we call the yoke.
Okay. What would you call this long piece coming out from the wagon here? Like here was the axle, and it attaches here, and you know, it turns like that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Stirrup?
No,
it's a stirrup.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing with the wood?
Carrying it.
Okay, what would be another word for carrying if you were carrying a large, heavy load?
Driving it, transporting it.
Okay. Right. Or if you had a ship that was, or if you had a boat that was about half full of water in it. Pull it onto the shore, what would you say you had to do to it?
Drag it.
Okay. And if you did that yesterday, you did what?
Dragged
it. Okay. And if after you got it done, you were telling somebody, you say, we had...
Dragged.
Okay. All right, when a man wants to work up his field, like out here in the Everglades, we were talking about muck farms earlier, he wants to work up a field, and the first thing he does to it is what?
Clears it.
Right, and then what's he do with it? With the tractor?
Plows it.
Right, and then what might he do with it after he plows it? To break
fertilize
it up? No, to break it up even finer, what might you do with it?
Pulverize it.
Okay. All right. You ever heard a term that rhymes, if you don't know that, there's no way to know this. You ever heard this term?
Harrow.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I have. I think I came across it. I was reading it the other day.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Something to do with farming.
Okay. All right, that's what you do when you, after you plow, you break it up into a fine.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. Let's see. What do you call, if you were cutting wood now, if you had a fireplace, or if you just needed to cut wood, there's some things that, getting right now, it's too much, I need to have something else. What do you call a frame that's shaped like that? There's two of them. And you lay your log across it like this. You got an eight, you ever call anything like that?
Horse? I don't know. Is that a horse? Yeah. Cross frame? I don't know.
Okay. And what about the carpenters use this kind? What do you call that?
Horse frame.
Okay.
Harrow.
Okay, I think I'm going to turn this over because I know I'm going to get to the next question.
So we'll be doing an hour now?
That's an hour.
5 more, huh?
Hmm?
How are we running about 5th of the way through?